You're listening to an Airwave Media Podcast.
Mom life. We're surrounded with the message that it's the tired life, the no time for myself life, the hard life. And while it is hard and full of lots of servitude, the idea that motherhood means a joyless life is something I'm passionate about putting a stop to. I'm on a mission to help you stop counting down the minutes till bedtime. At least most days. I want you to stop cleaning up after your kid's childhood and start being present for it. Start enjoying it. I believe in John 10:10 that we are called to abundant life, and I know mothers are not excluded from that promise. Join me in conversations about simplicity, minimalism, and lots of other good stuff that leads to a life of less for the sake of enjoying more in your motherhood. I'm Ali Casaza, and this is The Purpose Show. Hey, sweet friends. I'm so happy that October is finally here. For months, I have been planning and dreaming this up for you, and I'm so happy to finally unveil what it is I've been working on. This month, October, is all about reading. We're calling it Ali Reads October, and the purpose behind this is for me to inspire and encourage you to read more often. Reading is such a gift. We take it for granted way too often, myself included, but reading is powerful. You literally have a whole new life in your hands when you read a book. A book can teach you something new. It can inspire you to make positive changes in your life. It can take you to a different level in your life. Reading is so important. I read all the time, and I wish that I would have started sooner. And so I'm taking that passion of mine and turning it into Ali Reads October. Every October here on The Purpose Show, we are turning it into Author Central. I'm interviewing some amazing authors this month, and we're talking about their books. And I want to see you use this hashtag. I'm going to be checking it every single day on Facebook and Instagram, and I want you to use it. Ali Reads October. Share with me, what are you reading? Did you get any of the books from the authors I'm talking to you about? Are you reading a different book? How are you taking this challenge to read more and putting it into action? So let's celebrate this month, October. Ali Reads October. We're going to talk about authors and books and encourage each other to read more books. I encourage you to get other people involved in this. Get your kids involved. Encourage them. Read with them or next to them or to them, or have them read in their own quiet time. Share this with your friends. Let's encourage each other to get better equipped to live an intentional life by reading more. Hi, beautiful friends. I am so looking forward to bringing today's guest onto the show. Before she comes on, I just wanted to kind of give an intro to her. Jenny Randall is one of my favorite people in the world. She's one of my favorite people in my life. I just adore her. She's so hilarious. We laugh so much together, which I think you'll be seeing that in the interview. She's just an amazing human being. She really inspires me. She's a mom and a wife. She's an author. She's an Emmy award winning video editor. She works with me. She's on my team, and she handles all the like Facebook and Pinterest and Facebook ads and just analytics and all this back end stuff that just is so over my head and so overwhelming for me. She's one of the best workers I've ever come in contact with. I love her. And she and her husband, Matt, both kind of do work with me and for me. And I just love them so much. And Jenny is an amazing author as well. She is the author of Courageous Creative. And that's what I am having her on the show to talk about. She really teaches how to be creative, how to come into your own creativity in a beautiful way. And I think a lot of the time in our lives, we lose the creative spirit that we were born with. And we are all designed to be creative in some way or another. And Jenny and I are going to talk about how the typical kind of stereotypical ways of being creative, like being an artist, being a singer, being a writer, are only one small aspect of creativity. And there are millions of other ways to be creative that you're just not seeing, and how to cultivate your own creativity. We're also going to be talking about how to cultivate creativity in your kids and how to make them different and not raise them to be like the average person whose creativity just totally kind of fizzles out after age 10, which is so sad to me. We're having lots of good discussions. I asked Jenny some pretty raw questions about my own kids and my own self. I'm sharing some things that were said to me, things that happened to me that kind of just stifled my own creativity, and how I'm overcoming that. And I've been really inspired to come back into that in different ways. And it's just a really good, inspiring conversation. So I'm so excited to welcome Jenny to the show. Let's dive in. Okay. Hey guys, welcome Jenny. I'm here with Jenny Randall. Say hi, Jenny.
Hey.
Jenny is many things. She is an Emmy-winning video editor, which I feel like we should talk about that for a second. And she's also, how do I describe you? You are my social media, Facebook ads, Facebook everything extraordinaire. You're amazing.
I'll take that. That's a good description. I'm just kidding.
Yes. So how's it going?
It's going good. I feel like we're just two gals chit-chatting away.
Yeah, totally. And it's weird to be not talking about Facebook ads with you.
I know. I'm like, there's seven things I need to discuss. I'm kidding.
I mean, like when we're done, just quick question.
Yeah. Let's discuss business. No, let's discuss creativity. Let's do it.
Yes. So yeah, that's what we're here to talk about today. I want to talk with you about being creative as a woman, being creative with your kids, encouraging your kids to be creative. And I feel like a great place to start is this page that I dog-eared in your book, which comes out today.
Yeah, I'm so excited.
Comes out today at the time people are listening. This is really awkward because it's May right now.
Yeah. So yeah, I can't wait. It's weird to think about that this is going to be launching the same day the book launches. So
yeah. And the thing that you're working on so much is actually going to come out and be in people's hands, and it's exciting.
Yeah.
So in your book, Courageous Creative, you basically talk about the premise kind of being that when you're a child, you're kind of just uninhibited, you're creative naturally. Like we're all born really creative in one way or another, or lots of ways. And that as you kind of grow up, and I think you, I want to say the chart that you showed in your book said around age 10, it significantly dropped, which makes me so sad. I mean, really, it breaks my heart because it's true. And then as an adult, it goes down to like your 2%. The average adult is like 2% creative or something like that. And most people are not working in something that, how do I say that? Kind of it aligns with how they're creative. So the bulk of their time is not being spent really doing something that they were made to do. So why did you, like kind of how did you come up cross being passionate about that, and like what made you want to write this book?
Yeah, well, when I saw that study, it said 4 and 5 year olds are like 98 percentile, like genius level creatives. And my kids were that age when I discovered the study, and I can see that in them. And then to see that it went down to 2%, like you're saying, it broke my heart. And as I was like studying creativity and praying through it and like figuring out like what is that gap, I kind of figured out that it's like, sin, shame, guilt, pain, like fear, comparison, people pleasing, all these different things, rules and regulations in school, like all these different things stifle that creative nature that we're supposed to be walking out. So it's now my mission to help people kind of get that back so they can let their light shine. Because I think when we're walking in healthy creative identity, we're able to influence others in whatever sphere of influence we're in. And I think that's one of the most important things we can really get a grasp on is understanding our creative identity. So yeah, that's why I'm here.
Yeah, for sure. And you do such a great job. The book is divided into all these different sections, just kind of breaking it down how God created us and he is creative. I mean, I like how you say God basically makes stuff. And that we're made in his image and he created us to be that way as well. And that everybody is good at something. And I like how you bring it all in. And like there's different sections for different types of creativity, but you're not segmenting it to like, oh, if you're an artist, here's an assignment, work on your creativity. If you're a writer, here's your assignment. You kind of encourage the reader to do all of them. And I even noticed that some of them are kind of intertwined. Like I jumped to the writing section, even though I think in the beginning you said not to. Sorry.
That's okay.
But I jumped to the writing section and there was something about drawing. Like just kind of express yourself. Like, what are you feeling? What's going on? Draw it out. Doodle. Go ahead and just start writing words, whatever it is. And that is what this book does, is it kind of opens up your mind to just the creative flow and kind of stepping outside of yourself and what it normally looks like. So can you give us a little bit of like an idea of what that looks like for you? Like, how do you express your creativity? How do you kind of get outside of that box for yourself and do your thing?
Yeah. Well, this past weekend I spoke at a retreat and it's called Camp Create. And it was like, you go and you make crafts and you do painting and you do things with your hands, which I'm so not, I'm like in the computer, like, let me design something or let me write something. So that was like, I left being so fueled and like filled up by just being intentional to like paint and do something that I'm horrible at. Mm-hmm. But it sparked something inside of me that made me want to even do it more and like kind of cultivate that. I'm not saying I'm going to be the next like expert painter, but when you work on the different areas, even the ones that you think you're horrible at, I think it kind of spills over and it can inspire you to kind of take on something else, you know? So
yeah. Yeah. And when I was looking at your book and just reading especially certain parts, I always enjoyed expressing myself through writing the most out of everything. But I used to kind of like want to just kind of sketch and draw in my free time as a kid. And along the way, I kind of got the impression that I wasn't very good at it from other people. Mm. And I stopped. And it was like just dumb little things. Like I just wanted to, like I would just like sketch Ariel or something, like whatever movie I was into when I was super little. Yeah. And I still have those sketchbooks. And when I look back at them, I get really sad because it was just like, just little, I don't know, kids pick up on stuff. Yeah. No one ever was like, you're the worst.
No, like, this is a moment. We are going to go there. That makes me really sad for you because you had a passion, you felt comfortable doing it and someone like basically spoke death to your dream. Like that makes me so sad. And I met this actor dude who wanted to be an actor and his dad's like, why would you act? Actors are a dime a dozen. Like said that to him. And a lot of times people, our parents, and I never want to be like, we have to be so intentional not to speak death to our kids' dreams or anybody, but like, okay, so how are we going to get through that, Allie?
Well, that's what I wanted to bring up. I recently, and this was like such a God thing because it was before, like I've known about your book and I've had the previous version of it for a while, but it was before I knew that you were coming out with this new book, this new version of it, before I knew all of this, I had purchased a painting from Lindsay Letters. I love her. Mm-hmm. And I saw it online and I remember like feeling something, like not to sound dramatic or like super hipster, but like really spoke to me. Like I just saw it.
No, I get it. Yeah.
Instantly, I just connected with it and loved it and purchased it. And it sits on my mantle and every day I see it. It's in the main room of the house. And every day I think, I really want to do that. Like I wish I could do that. But then I remember, and side note, the same thing happened to me with singing. I used to sing on the worship team. And one time this co-singer said something to me like that I wasn't as good. And because I'm competitive and like have a need to be the best,
yeah,
it really affected me. And I felt the same way with the painting thing and just art in general. And my daughter Bella is incredibly creative and artistic and very good at art. And so I just kind of feel like this is for other people, not for me. And I was thinking about it the other day since I've been looking through your book again and just thinking like, that is so dumb. Yeah. And I'm done. I don't want to do it anymore. And so I put it on my to-do list for whenever the next time I'm by Hobby Lobby to get like a canvas and some paints and like, I don't know, just have at it.
Yeah, that's so good. Yeah, I think I always like to teach people like whatever makes your soul like come alive, like you're saying you were connecting to those things, whatever makes you like speaks to you, I think we have to pursue that. And I always like to ask people like, what did you love doing as a child? Because a lot of the times you'll still love doing it. You just have to be intentional to cultivate it and keep after it and like pray and ask God, like, okay, is there anything that's holding me back in this area? And Allie, even if you sing right now, you don't have to be on America's Next Top Model.
American Idol. Could, I guess like, I don't know. Too, I could be like the one with mom cellulite. Yeah.
What I'm trying to say is you don't have to be the best at it. You can do it and bring God glory and just have fun and like embrace that childlike wonder of just creating and going in that space, which makes me want to ask you, do you want to sing us a song?
I don't. But earlier today, I had to go to the dentist really early this morning and I like spiders. I think you might've been there.
Oh yeah.
There's a spider in my office.
Yeah.
And the dentist, I cannot. And I was so anxious. So I put on a little, you know that one song by Keane, Somewhere Only We Know? Like, he really belts it out at the end of it.
Yeah.
This is awkward if you don't know.
You'll have to sing it.
I cannot. But I sang at the top of my lungs and totally soothed myself because I am super creative. We all are. But I am aware of it and kind of tapped into it at least a little bit. But I only stick to what I know, or at least I feel confident that I'm like really good at it, or I'm one of the best. I feel confident with writing and expressing, getting a point across really powerfully. That's what I do. That's it. But why can't I sing? Why can't I paint? Why can't I draw? Like, why can't I learn and express myself? It's silly. And I think even if you're not competitive and you're not kind of coming from the same, I don't know, heart issues, for lack of a better term, that I am with competition, I think we all feel like we can't do something creative that we used to do in some way.
Yeah. And I think in that insecurity, though, we're giving God space to show up and find our security in Him. Like, I know it might be dumb, but being like, okay, God, help me paint and like be able to fully express myself. Because when you can, the other day at church, there was a girl that was like twirling down the aisle during worship and like just so free. And when we have that moment of like freely expressing ourselves and not feeling shame over like who's watching me or who's judging me, when you can come to that moment of like fully expressing yourself and feeling comfortable in it, I think that's huge.
Yeah, I love that. And I think what a form of worship too, to be fully expressing. And it doesn't matter, like no one has to really see it if you don't want them to, but just expressing yourself to your creator, I think is really powerful.
Yeah.
And that's the theme that I see in your book. So
yeah, thanks. Okay.
Most people know I'm a blogger and a podcaster, but that's really just where the inspiration happens. I can only scrape the surface of equipping you to bring positive change to your life here. That's why I create online courses on my private, students-only platform. I don't spend months creating courses for no reason. This is where the action is. My courses are for the serious doers out there. If you want to see focused, real change happen in your life, change that lasts, this is what my courses are for. This is where I dive all the way into actually implementing minimalism in your home and simplification to the cluttered parts of your life as a mom. We get legit detailed in these courses. My students have incredible success rates that they share in our private students community, and you can see some of their testimonials on my website. I work really hard to keep my courses priced as low as I can, but you guys know I totally get being on a crazy tight budget, which is why I also have payment plans available. My courses are different from each other, and they each serve different purposes and will take you to different places in your life. Don't overthink which one to start with. Just go to the website and pick one that's resonating with you and enroll. For Purpose Show listeners only, you can take 10% off any course you choose with the code PURPOSESHOW. Visit alikasaza.com/next level for the breakdown of all the different courses I have to offer, how they're different from each other, and which one might be best for you. I cannot wait to cheer you on and take you onward and upward. Motherhood is much too sweet a time to be spent in survival mode. So talk to me about like with your kids, because I don't know, one feeling that I felt when going through your book was this excited panic, I guess, of just like they're so little, and like Bella's 9, so she's kind of close to that age where it just starts to, and she's so creative. And I think with homeschooling especially, we have time to like, we cultivate that a lot. But I don't know, like what about the kids that don't really seem to stand out as super creative in one way or another? Like what would you say to that? And I don't know, that was vague, but just talk.
Yeah, no. Well, I think it's how you view creativity. Like the most simplest definition we kind of touched on earlier is just the act of making stuff. So like if you view creativity like that, like maybe your kid's like really good at making decisions and you can kind of like cultivate that in them, or they're more engineer, like tech minded, kind of cultivating that. So I think it's just finding where they're thriving and just being super intentional not to stifle it.
Yeah, I love that. And that's really straightforward and simple. It's not like, it's not complicated to do that.
Yeah, there was this one lady at preschool pickup who was like, oh, I hear you teach on creativity. And I'm like, yeah, she's like, oh, I'm just not creative. And I just wanted to like punch her in the face because it's like, okay, well, lesson one, yes, you are. And then we started talking. She has her own business. She coaches people on fitness. And I'm just sitting here like,
okay. You
don't know what creativity is. Like, so I think it's kind of having that broader view of understanding how we can express ourselves.
Yeah, because when I think about what creativity looks like, I immediately think of Bella and her painting and writing and being like super artsy and like wearing slightly off the shoulder loose tunics with like tattoos and like just being in your house with your succulents, like expressing yourself. That was a really good description.
That was amazing.
That was very detailed. And I just want to say that I'm really proud of how I described a creative person.
That's awesome. Anyway. That's how it is.
But totally. You just think of like those expressive, I don't know, those types of expressive creativity, like only.
Yeah.
But really like being business savvy is creative and it's an expression, and marketing, like that's something that I love and feel like I'm really good at. And I love expressing my heart for my business through that. Like there's other things that you just don't, they're not stereotypically creative, I guess.
Right. Like creativity to me isn't just painting. It could be like, how are you parenting your kids in a creative way? Like when you need to discipline them, okay, this isn't working. What else can I do? You know? So I think it's, viewing it like that and asking God for wisdom. Like there's so many stories in the Bible when God would be like, do it this way. And just like speaking wisdom and being open to that creative correction is huge.
Yeah, for sure. And also that's another huge weight off of us as parents, to know that there's room to be creative and you don't have to read the parenting books and do it exactly that way. And if it's not working for your kids and there's something wrong with them or with you, that you can take a step back and just be creative and find a way that works just for you guys.
Yeah. Yeah. I went through a season of finding myself, because I was so exhausted, saying no to a lot of the things my kids wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And then one day they were like, will you get the fan down? And I'm like, no, I'm not going to get the fan down. And I walked into the playroom and they had created like this massive zoo truck, a truck that was going to go to the zoo. They like rearranged all the furniture. And because I did not get the fan down, they did not have an engine. And I saw, and I'm like in the midst of writing my book on creativity. And I was like, oh my gosh, I am like putting regulations on you like no one's business. So I said, I was sorry, I got the fan down and they kept playing. But like, I just seeing that process of me saying, no, 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 just because I was tired, it was so dumb. Like I was so mad at myself. So I think it's kind of always being self-aware and asking God, like, okay, what's holding me back from my creativity and how can I change that?
Yeah.
And then obviously looking to him for strength in doing that.
Yeah, for sure. So what can somebody do, kind of going back? I didn't want to have prepared questions for this because I just wanted the conversation to flow and like be creative. But
for sure.
I'm kind of bouncing back and forth because of it. So if like what happened with me and the art thing and the singing thing, like I am sure that that story mirrors everybody listening in some way, big or small.
Yeah.
So coming out of that like fear of like, well, I'm just not good at this, so I don't want to do it. What are maybe some like inner scripts or something that you could give us and them that would like, how can we overcome that and walk ourselves through getting started with what that thing is for us again?
Yeah. So that's a good question. Do you know the story of Moses when he's called, like there's a burning bush and God's like, go free the people. And then he makes five excuses and he says, I'm not good enough. I'm not talented enough. Who am I? All these different things. Mm-hmm. And God says, I am who I am. And he's not like being like, Moses, you're so amazing. He just turns it back on him. So I think when we can kind of flip those lies that we're holding on to and just turn it back to God and be like, okay, well, God's put this desire on my heart. I might as well just go after it and see what happens. Because honestly, like it's not really about you pursuing that thing. It's more just finding freedom. And if you look at the bigger picture, like obviously there's wounds there if there's something holding you back from doing something you feel passionate about, you know? So it's really pressing in and seeking Christ in that and learning how to overcome it and then just doing it. Just take a risk and do it. And if it's so uncomfortable, then just do it a little less and work your way up, you know?
Yeah, for sure. But I think like I'm imagining and I'm going to really take action on what was happening with the painting thing and really like push myself to do that. But I think it wouldn't be super difficult or painful or anything. It would be freeing to kind of put to rest that inner voice and just like, who cares? Like, I'm going to do this.
But I bet you'll surprise yourself too with how great you can do at it.
I'm going to be the best painter.
You're going to be the best painter. Let's just sell your artwork. Like, just make new a new business. Shop. It's fine.
Yeah, new business.
But I think too, there's a reason you're passionate about that. And I think, I mean, who knows what else that would unleash in you, you know? So it's just being faithful to what God calls you to right now in this moment. And if you feel like, okay, I want to try painting, just do that and see what happens. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, for sure. And it's one of those things that's always come up. It always come back to me my whole life. And I just always thought like, sucks that I suck at that. And it's so dumb. Like, it's so dumb. And I just think too, like as parents, it really shows what awaits those kinds of, like nobody said that to me. It was like body language, facial expression. I was seemingly like annoying to want to be like putting my time into that. It just seemed like it was like, okay, I'm getting a vibe here.
Yeah.
My thing. And it's so crazy how that is the power that we have over and raising, like flipping it around to like my kids now. And I totally relate to you with the fan story. Like just the kids are constantly, and I did this on purpose. That's the whole thing behind like having less toys, minimalism, like an intentional space that cultivates their imaginations and constructive play. And Bella is extremely imaginative and very creative. And Leland is very strategic, has that engineering mind, like you said earlier. And the other two are just kind of there because they're just really young.
Yeah.
But they like make up these big things and they ask me for something and I'm like, oh, I guess. Like what, I cultivated this and then you just get so irritated. And that is the kind of stuff that gives the message, I think, that creativity is immature and there's no place for it as you get older.
Yeah. I look back at growing up and my parents like provided me with resources and like tools and like video cameras. And I'm like, I'm moving to Hollywood. And they never, and I was in New York and they never were like, no, I don't think you should do that. Like, as crazy as that dream sounded, they always spoke life into it. And that's the type of parent I want to be. And I'm getting emotional talking about it because their ability to empower me to do that, like, I mean, changed my whole world, you know?
Yeah.
So our job as parents is to kind of disciple and foster our kids in the areas that they feel called to do and just speak life over them.
Yeah, for sure. I love that. So, okay, how can we, and I think you kind of answered it a little bit with looking for things, but as parents, how can we seek out what our kids are good at? And especially if it's not an obvious creative like art or building or whatever. And I don't mind saying this on the show, but specifically my middle younger Hudson, he's 5 and or 6 at the time that this comes out. And he just is one of those kids that kind of just, he's like Brian. He's very sweet and always putting everyone else ahead. Like for his birthday, his favorite cake is lemon. And he said, I don't really want lemon though, because not a lot of people like lemon. So I'm going to get chocolate because everybody seems to like chocolate. And like, he's very like pleasing. And he is like a prop in his siblings' play, like all the time. But he doesn't like, it's hard for me to find like, what is your thing? Like what is going to be your thing so I can cultivate that? Because there really is no middle child right now, but he kind of falls into that stereotypical role of just kind of being tossed back and forth, and he's happy to play with them. But how can we, for anyone listening that like kind of relates to that or has a kid, like that's not so obviously like Bella's painting things and all of this stuff, like how do you exactly seek that out? How can you take a step back and watch for that and cultivate the little things that you, if you do see something?
Yeah, well, I always say we can be self-aware through prayer. So I think it's like asking God to kind of reveal to you, okay, what, or like to highlight things to you when you notice him playing in a certain way, or like you can already tell he's like really compassionate. And so maybe it's even like serving your community and taking him with you, like, a homeless shelter, or like doing something to kind of cultivate that in him, because my son's the same way. And that is something that I really want to cultivate, especially in a male. Like, I don't want that to go away. So being intentional in that. And then just, praying about it, but also exposing him to a bunch of different things and then seeing what he connects to. So I think it's just kind of, it'll come when he finds it, right? Like, my Zoe loves dancing, But we signed her up for dance at 2 and she like had a breakdown every time. Gosh. But now she's 4 and she's awesome. So it just takes time kind of to feel comfortable in that space for them to express themselves. So maybe he'll come out, he'll show it.
Yeah. Soon. Yeah, for sure. And I think it is just kind of the way it goes a little bit for a middle child, that it's, they kind of just, they want to be with their siblings. So they just go and do what they're doing and they're not really thinking about, well, what is my thing? He's 5.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my daughter will copy everything her older brother says, like to the point where she'll be like, is Max eating his lollipop right now? And I'm like, I don't know. Like, use your brain. Like, you have freedom, my
just
child.
Enjoy your treat.
Yeah, yeah, like so.
Oh, gosh. I love that though. Yeah, that was really practical. Yeah, very actionable, which is helpful when it feels like a big weight. Like, I don't want to mess them up. I don't want to mess up their creativity. I don't want to stifle it. And I want to encourage it. But it's like, that's a big thing to say. And it's hard to like, okay, but like how?
Yeah. And I think, yeah, it's just noticing it. And when you do, like the one character trait you mentioned, you can foster that. Like, you notice he's compassionate and kind.
Yeah.
So figuring out ways to kind of strengthen that in him. And then maybe from that, other things will come out. Like, maybe he'll like writing a story for a certain type of person, or I don't know.
Who knows? Totally. Yeah. No, I feel like that's, you give a lot of like easy action steps and hope, even just the way you talk about it. And it's very like relaxing, I guess, when it can feel stressful to like...
Welcome to the spa.
Yeah.
Spa Jenny. But okay. I do want to say one thing the goal of the book is to help people cultivate their creativity and like, I want people leaving, whenever I do speaking or like talking, the whole goal is to have people take action. So that is what is in the book. So I'm really going to put you on the spot right now because this is fun. But will you cultivate your creativity live on your podcast?
No.
I can feel it happening. Will you just freestyle rap for us, please?
Okay.
I feel like this is your moment and you're going to be so good at it. I'm going to give you a topic.
Do not make me rap. Here's what.
Really? Why?
I'm not going to rap. I do not feel creatively inspired to rap.
What if I gave you like a beat?
No.
That'll inspire you.
I'm going to freak out.
Listen, I did this at a church event and I accidentally called it a freestyle battle, which is totally different. And people were like, am I supposed to do like your mama jokes and like make fun of people? And then I had to be like, no, keep it clean. And then it was fine. Well, why don't you do that? That'll really set people free.
I just feel really creatively inspired when I'm like making people feel terrible about themselves.
Do that.
I am going to do is I am going to go like today and get stuff to paint and I will send it to you.
Okay.
That's fine.
I mean, if any of the listeners want to do a freestyle rap, just send them to Allie.
Send them to me.
She's going to love it.
My Instagram DM and I will open them all.
Maybe that'll inspire you. Freedom of expression.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So Courageous Creative is out as the date of this episode is out. And so where can people kind of find you and connect with you more about that?
I love going on
faces on them. Jenny.
Instagram. Is that what you mean?
I love your Instagram. I like Instagram. Your stories. So yeah.
Oh, thanks. Instagram. I'm on Facebook and my website, jennyrandall.com.
And that is a really creative URL.
Thanks. Randall like candle.
Creativity.
Randall like candle. Get it right. Yeah.
Okay. And you can get the book anywhere books are sold, right?
Oh my gosh. I've been so excited to say that. Yeah. Anywhere books are sold.
I should have let you say it.
That's fine. Creativity.
Okay. Well, guys, if you want to be encouraged as a creative, even if you think you're not creative, and also have a great handbook for... There's like so many highlighted things in my book. A handbook for raising creative kids and encouraging your kids to be creative, especially from a, I guess, biblical perspective. It's really about how God created us to be this way. And it's empowering, I think. It is biblical, but it's really like empowering to see that that's biblical, if that makes sense, and that this is how we're created. It makes you just kind of come alive and get excited about it. It's a really good book. Definitely something that I want to have on hand to raise my kids, to just be expressive and be creative and be who they were made to be. So we'll link to Jenny's Instagram and all that good stuff in the show notes, as well as the link to get the book. And thank you so much for chatting with us, Jenny. This is an important subject, and I really liked talking about it with you.
Thanks for having me on.
This was an episode of The Purpose Show. Did you know there's an exclusive community created solely for the sake of continuing discussion surrounding The Purpose Show episodes and to get you to actually take action and make positive changes on the things that you learn here? Go be a part of it. To join, go to facebook.com/groups/purposefulmamas. That's M-A-M-A-S. Thanks so much for tuning in. If you're ready to up level and really take action on the things I talk about on my show and get step-by-step help from me, head to alikasaza.com for free downloads. There's also courses there, classes, and ways that you can learn more about what the next step might look like for you and to focus on whatever it is that you really need help with in this season you're in right now. I'm always rooting for you, friend. See you next time.